praise the Lord. Welcome to our Friday night podcast. God bless you for being here. This is a Palm Sunday edition of the podcast, and we're very glad that you can join us. Just a couple of quick notes before we jump into it. Next Friday night, there will be no podcast. We will be having church at that time, and I invite you to come for our Good Friday service, 7 o'clock. Good Friday, we'll be having our, we're calling this our sacred, our most sacred service of the holiday season, the Easter season, whatever you want to call the season. But this is our most sacred service, and we're expecting there to be a holiness there that is going to leave us in awe before the Lord. But that is Friday, Good Friday at 7 p.m. And again, there will be no podcast that Friday night. But again, thank you for being here with us. And Benji, I told you just before we went on the air to read a scripture. So go ahead and read the scripture about Palm Sunday so that we can talk about it and encourage everyone about what we need to be thinking and doing during this Palm Sunday season. Go ahead and read it.
We're in Luke chapter 19, beginning in verse 28. On the triumphal entry, it says, "When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he came near to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, 'Go into the village opposite you, where as you enter you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose him and bring him here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing him? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of him.' So those who were sent departed and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, 'Why are you loosing the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of him.' And they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own garments on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, they spread their clothes on the road. Then, as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.'"
Okay, praise God. Wow, what a great scripture. Now, we're not going to be very long for this podcast, but there are a couple of things I want to talk about and encourage you with. First of all, I have to tell you, there are things that fascinate me in the Word of God. And this is one of those things. First of all, this was a answer to a prophetic word given in the Old Testament. And that's not really what I want to get into, but it is. It is a prophetic word being fulfilled before their eyes that we just read. But let me tell you what fascinates me. It's the people who they went to get the donkey. That fascinates me. We don't know anything about those people. We don't know their names. We don't know their profession. We don't know their how many times they saw or knew about Jesus. We don't know anything about them. But it's fascinating to me that they were so obedient to the things of God that these people come that I don't know if they knew it all. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know if they knew the disciples. I don't know. It doesn't say. But these people come and are taking their possessions. They're taking, you know, you can only imagine how important people's work animals were back in the Word of God. This would be the equivalent of somebody showing up at your house, getting in your car, starting your car and saying that they were going to take it. This is virtually what was happening here. They were having their livelihood in a way taken from them. And when all of this occurred, the Bible, there's a lot of things the Bible are not specific on in all throughout the Word, including here. It doesn't say who it is. It doesn't say what their names are. Doesn't say what their relationship is to the Lord. It doesn't say any of that. But it is specific in certain things. And it's specific in what they said. And it's specific in what the answer to them was. You know, when the Bible doesn't say things, we try to figure those things out for some reason. And the things that it does tell us, we just kind of ignore. Well, it doesn't say a lot about them. And though it fascinates me who these people were, I don't need to know who they are, or else the Bible would have told me who it is. But I do need to know the things that that the Holy Spirit deemed necessary to put in there. And what the Holy Spirit told the writer of this story to put in there was that they said, "Why are you taking this donkey? Why are you doing this?" That's number one. And remember what I just said to you. This wasn't like someone coming to your house and asking for a cup of flour. This was their livelihood. And not only was it their livelihood, but they just walked up, started to untie the animals and said, "Well, here we go." But the Bible says they then did, according to what Jesus said was going to happen, they said, "Why are you doing this?" They didn't pull a weapon. Think about that. They didn't call the sheriff. They said, "Hey, why?" It's a totally reasonable question to ask. "Why are you taking my animals?" Maybe they knew the disciples. I don't. That could be. Maybe they knew them, and they said, "Hey, why are you taking them?" And the second part that the Bible wanted us to know was what their response was, according to what Jesus said. Their response was, "The Lord has need of it." Now, both of those people, the people that owned the donkey and the disciples, did something that is what I want to focus on for the purpose of this podcast. And it is a simple word that has been lost in today's church world. But it is a word that the remnant, which is, again, what our podcast is all about, that the remnant must completely understand and live by, and it is the word obedience. Yes. And it's not, maybe I'm oversimplifying it. Maybe obedience isn't the way to say it. Maybe the best way to say it is completely surrendered obedience. Maybe that's a better way to say it. The disciples showed complete surrendered obedience when they obeyed Jesus when he said, "Go and get the donkey." They didn't just go get the donkey, but they went and got the donkey with this complete surrendered obedience when maybe they're thinking this could go really bad. We're going and taking someone's donkey. But they did it because Jesus told them to. But then we further see maybe even greater surrendered obedience when whoever these people, and again, they're not named, but whenever they came to these people's house and were taking their donkey, the people said, "Why are you doing this?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it," just like they were told to do. They didn't say anything more. They didn't say anything less. And lo and behold, clearly, the people who owned the donkey must have said, "Oh, okay, great," because they were completely surrendered in obedience. There was no argument that we read about. There was no questioning other than asking what they were doing. There was no discussion about it. It was, "The Lord has need of it." that ends the discussion. That ends the discussion. You know, I've said many times that Christians want to talk too much. Christians do themselves in because they want to talk. They want to discuss it. They want to learn about things that are not theirs to learn about. Let's talk about it. Let's talk it out. That's what the church has become. Hey, let's talk it out together. But that's not the Word of God. The Word of God doesn't care if we understand. The Word of God doesn't care if we're okay with it. The Word of God doesn't care if we have all the answers. The Word of God cares if you're obedient. That's what the Word of God cares about. It cares if you're obedient. And that's the story. That is the remnant message. That is, you know, and I've been preaching a version of this for years and years and years, but it's become fresh and new to me as God has given us this remnant revelation. And as here at the City on the Hill, we keep talking about the ark that's been prophesied here, the ark that we're preparing here, that God is helping us to prepare for whatever is going to come. We're building this spiritual ark. But the spiritual arc only works if there are people that understand obedience. Without questioning, without doubting, without selfishness, without any of the cares of life, the cares of this world that Jesus talked about, the deceitfulness of riches that he talked about, without any of that. The arc only works, and it's going to work. But it only works when God finds a remnant people that are obedient, completely surrendered obedience.
Now, going back to the perspective of the owners of the cult, say you're in that position. If Jesus came knocking on your door and asking for something, what in your life would you not let him have? Whatever that thing is, maybe keeping you off the ark.
Well, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. You've got to get to that place where there is nothing that is not being used for the work of God and for the climb. We talk about the climb up the mountain. Everything's got to be given to the climb. And I recently especially have spoken much about where Jesus said narrow is the way that leads to life. And again, I'm going to say it again, and there are few who find it. But here's one of the reasons why there are few. Because the Bible, the word that describes the narrow way is that it's so narrow, you have to kind of squeeze through it and pull your way through it. It's a word that they used to use for what gymnasts would do. You have to work your way through it. And if you're working your way through that narrow gate, that means everything else has to be set down. And you have to say, This is not about me anymore. I lay everything else down for the work of God. I lay everything else down. And people don't want to lay everything. They'll lay some stuff. Others will lay more than others. But not everyone lays everything down, or very few. That's why there are few who find it. You got to be willing to lay it all down. And these people, again, I want to bring it back now to where we started. The whole purpose of this short podcast today is completely surrendered obedience. It is fascinating to me that these people, again, maybe they knew Jesus, maybe they knew the disciples, we don't know. And we're not supposed to know or else it would be written down. But these people were so surrendered. They were so surrendered. They were so obedient that all it took was the disciples saying one thing: the Lord has need of it. And all of us, that everyone that is walking the Christian life, finds it easy to say, well, of course, if the Lord asks for it, I'll do it. Of course. Of course, if God sends an angel, of course I'll do it. But you see, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. It was the disciples who went and just started to take it. And it wasn't until they started to take it that they eventually got to the point where they said, well, the Lord has need of it. You see, it's not always, most of the time, it's not going to look like the way you think it's going to look like when the Lord asks for something. The Lord wants you to always be in a place of complete surrender. And because these people were in a place of surrender to the Lord, there was no ruckus, there was no dust up, there was no arguing. It was just a simple, why are we taking it? Well, the Lord has need of it. Always live your life in a position, and under the anointing of God, in a position of God, whatever it is, it's all working for you. So that's the story of Palm Sunday. That's the story that we need to remember. Complete, surrendered obedience. And because of their obedience, they became a part of fulfilling a prophetic word of God that had been hundreds of years in the making. If you want to be a part of fulfilling the word of God, if you want to be a part of fulfilling prophecy, I want you to come and join us here, because this is a historic prophetic ministry, and God is fulfilling things that he spoke long ago through this place. And I encourage you to come and be a part of it. Benji, tell them when they could be here.
We got our regular services every week, Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Wednesday night, 7 p.m., in person at the City on a Hill Church in Loganville, and on all of our online social platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, City on a Hill Church, or Coa Church. Our online functions every week include devotions every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. online. Remnant 101s with me on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. online. These Calling the Remnant podcasts every Friday at 8 p.m. online, with the exception of next week for our Good Friday service. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, and listen to our podcast on Spotify, wherever else you get your podcasts. Tell Siri or Alexa to play the latest Calling the Remnant podcast. And speaking of Good Friday and the Easter season, this Sunday is our Palm Sunday service, April 13th at 11 a.m. Good Friday service on April 18th, 1 week from today at 7 p.m. in person at the City on a Hill Church. And our Easter service is on April 20th in person at the City on a Hill Church, 11 a.m. Please invite people to join us and be a part of the Easter service, and invite them to bring their kids to join us for the egg hunt that we're going to have for them after the service is over with.
Praise the Lord. Well, complete surrendered obedience. That's what it's all about. We're building an ark. We're preparing an ark here for the Lord. Maybe is a better way to say it. And we're going to bring Jesus back. God bless you.